Today's devotion was written by Alex Coco of Cameroon. The title is Happiness versus Sorrow, and our text is Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Each day we are faced with choices. There is blessing for the person who resists the association of sinners and who delights in knowing and meditating on God's law. But we also see those who walk in the counsel of the wicked and spend time in the way of sinners. That way that leads to sorrow is a well-worn trail. All around us, the counsel of the wicked and the way of the sinners and the seat of mockers are places easily found. That way leading to sorrow is full of evil intentions, a lack of justice, and criminal deceit everywhere. These abuses appeal to our sinful nature and are constantly warring with the new nature we have in Christ. Through faith in Christ as Lord and Savior, Christians take pleasure in God's law and His direction for their lives. Though life can be tough, even cruel at times, God has given us His Holy Spirit so we can persevere through difficulty and rough times. While seeking to follow God, we may even face persecution along the way. People might seek to disrupt our progress or mock the joy we experience in our faith. They may be jealous of our success. We might even suffer discrimination in the workplace and endure false accusations in public. Christians may find life is more difficult if they themselves are not corrupt or willing to exploit others. And that is where Christians face one of their most challenging duties, to seek after and take delight in God's Word for their lives. Scripture says, "Blessed is the man who does so." God has chosen us for life in Christ, and it is through Spirit-inspired faith that we follow the way of Jesus in this world. We pray. Thank you, Father, for providing us with faith, forgiveness, and new life in Jesus, who is the way. In Jesus' name, amen.